I know we're all guilty of lying in bed, scrolling through this new website we just discovered with the cutest clothes, adding it all to cart, and then remembering your wallet is in the living room and you don't want to get out of bed to go find your credit card number. So then you head to the checkout in hopes that you see that purple shop button. And there it is, the iconic purple Shop Pay button that has all of your payment and shipping information saved, saving you time while you get to stay cozy in bed. Well, that's Shopify. And there's a reason so many businesses sell with it, because Shopify makes everything easier, from checkout to creating your own storefront. Shopify is the commerce platform behind 10% of all e-commerce in the US, from household names like Skims and Rhode to brands just getting started. It gives you that leg up from day one with hundreds of beautiful, ready-to-go templates to express your brand style. You could tackle all of the important tasks in one place, from inventory to payments to analytics and more, including spreading the word on your brand with built-in marketing and email tools to find and keep new customers. And as for that iconic purple Shop Pay button, it's why Shopify has the best converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/forthegirls. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls. Shopify.com/forthegirls. The holidays are on their way, and it's never too early to get your shopping done. So why not have fun with it? Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll find products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the US. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, and because they're made in small batches, the best finds can sell out fast. I found the perfect customizable gift for the foodies in my life and immediately added to cart. It's a personalized family recipe serving board that you could either hand write and scan a recipe onto or type it on, and it is so special. And of course, I had to get myself a little something because I found this Christmas movie play-along card game, and I cannot wait to play this on our Christmas movie marathon nights, which you know we will have plenty of. Uncommon Goods just has something for everyone, from parents to kids and teens, from book lovers to football fans, all of your family and friends, and even you yourself are covered. And with every purchase you make, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/forthegirls. That's uncommongoods.com/forthegirls for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com. You're listening to a For the Girls podcast Flashback Friday episode. Every Friday, I reshare an older episode for new listeners who haven't heard it, or as a refresher for OG listeners who might need to hear it again as a reminder. Enjoy, and I'll see you with a new episode on Monday.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today we're talking about reading and books, and more specifically, starting a book club of your own. And I have been wanting to put out an episode like this for a while now because reading has helped me so much personally and done so much for me in ways that
I think I have shared like a few times on the podcast or like in interviews. Like I know I've said it before when I, more specifically when I'm talking about how like I stopped doing personal development books and reading like and listening to all the podcasts and whatnot, because I felt like what all of those personal development books and podcasts and forms of entertainment were doing for me was telling me that I was not good enough as I already am. And when reading these books all the time, how to be your best this, how to do that, being the boss, making more money, blah, 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 like how to live the best life, whatever the fuck they're talking about, it was like making me constantly feel like I'm in this rat race of having to outdo myself, having to become better than I already am. What I'm doing right now is not enough. I constantly felt guilt if I was not being super productive. These things had convinced me like watching Netflix is bad. And I'm also guilty of then repurposing this stuff, like sharing this sort of content as well, because I feel like it like brainwashed me so much that then I started to put it out. And there was definitely a time where I would put like, you know, like the meme quote, not a meme, but like the quote posts on your Instagram. And it would say like, if you could spend 3 hours watching Netflix, then you can spend those 3 hours like investing in your business instead. Or it would say something like, if you're not seeing success in your business, it's because you're sleeping in till 8 a.m. when you should be waking up at 5 a.m. The most successful people in the world are successful because they're getting 3 hours more, like 3 hours worth of work in more than the average person because they're waking up at 5 a.m. And like, this is the type of content I was consuming. And therefore, then I was putting it out because I was so brainwashed into thinking like, this is how to have a successful life. Until one day I finally just decided, like, I'm not doing that anymore. Why can't I just be good enough the way I am right now? What if this is me as my best self? Like, what if I already am good enough? I'm proud of myself. I'm happy with myself. I'm not insecure. Yet I still feel like I'm not necessarily comparing myself to other people on social media, but I'm comparing myself to like who these books are telling me that I should be, because these books are telling me what I'm doing right now is not enough and I will not have my ultimate success until I'm way more productive than I am right now. And I grew up loving reading. Like reading and writing was always my thing. You know, in school when they say you're either like left brain oriented or right brain oriented, you're either like into the maths and sciences or you're more into the creative stuff, like the reading, the writing, and all that. That's always been me. If I were to get straight A's in anything, it would be in, you know, a literature or journalism class of the sort. And I felt a sense of guilt if I was reading fiction, because again, like I said, that was taking away, quote unquote, from productivity. That was a waste of time. It was almost like sitting and watching Netflix, like this is not going to get you further in your career, so don't bother. And like I said, one day I finally just made that switch. It was 2021 and I just started reading again. I started with Colleen Hoover. I entered the game lightly and I fell in love, and it made me feel so good in ways that like I did not even realize my soul needed until I finally just made that decision. I mean, I couldn't put the book down. The first two books that I read going into like entering this new like reading era were It Ends With Us by Colleen Hoover, and the other one was a movie on Netflix. It's called The Last Letter from Your Lover. So I actually originally watched The Last Letter from Your Lover as a movie on Netflix, not knowing it's a book. And so I loved the movie and then I read the book. And then from there, I just spiraled. Oh my God, I was like so obsessed. Then I read a ton of Colleen Hoover. I read Verity, November 9. Like I just kept going and going and going. And I felt such a sense of like, finally, enjoyment has been brought back into my life. Something that I get to do without having like a goal. Something I get to do without worrying about making money from. Like just something for the soul. You know, it's something that just fuels me in my heart, in my soul, in my brain. It just makes me feel good. It brings me out of like reality. It's almost like a distraction of some sort, but not in a bad way. Some people look to distractions as like coping mechanisms. It wasn't necessarily that. It was just like a place where I could feel like at peace and not worry or not think about anything else, because it's so easy to be like working but your mind is on something else, or being at the gym but your mind is on something else, whatever the case is. Like we're constantly on this autopilot mode of just like doing things but having a lot of stressors in the back of our head: money, work, hitting our deadlines and whatnot. But falling like deep into a book, it's like nothing else exists in that moment, and you're so wrapped up. I almost like enter the world of it. Like I'm reading the book, but I could also like picture it as real life or a movie. Like I could see the scenes in my head, and it truly did something more for me than any self-development, personal development book ever has. And I think what reading also does for you, or at least what it did for me, is it softens your energy because you're now like romanticizing everything. So now it's like you want to live life like, you know, you're the woman, like the main character girl in these books, who like has all these men at her feet and wanting to protect her and take care of her. And like you just romanticize life, and it kind of just softens your energy as a whole. And girls are always looking for ways to like become softer and embrace their feminine energy more. And I think we often think very one-dimensionally, like, okay, if I want to embrace my feminine energy more, then I need to look like this or dress like that. I need to do this and say that. But it's like, what if you also just brought more forms of peace into your life and things that brought you this more peaceful energy? Because it's not just as simple as like, okay, I'm reading a book, and when I'm reading this specific book, I feel good, and then I close the book and go back to some like chaotic life. No, it actually brings something, like it affects you now outside of that book as well, because you're just adding things into your life that you enjoy. And when you enjoy more in your life, you're happier within your life, you have more peace in your life, you feel better. Like I do notice such a difference in people who, I could even use myself as an example, but in people who are either like only fixated on work and that's it, like the only things they do in life is like go to work, come home, you know, shower, eat, repeat, go back to work, and live life kind of like on this robotic cycle of just all work and no play. I have nothing else outside of that, versus someone who has hobbies and other things that they enjoy, things that they're passionate about, things that they enjoy speaking about and sharing with other people. And why I say I could use myself for example is because I could just simply compare, you know, 2018, 2019, 2020, like that era of life, that version of me, versus 2021, 2022, 2023, and I guess now 2024, me, that version of life. Like those 3 years and these past 4 years are completely separate, and it's noticeable. Your energy is just lifted because you have so much more that just simply brings you peace and allows you to romanticize life. Now, I've been in 2 book clubs for quite a while now. So I've been in a virtual book club for about 1.5 years. It started at the end of 2022. And that is with people from the talent agency that I've been working with for, shit, like almost 5 years now, Zinc Talent. I actually had Samantha Zinkovich, the owner of Zinc Talent. I had her as one of maybe the first guest I've ever had on For the Girls back in 2021. So it's like her, the agents and all that. We've had a book club virtually for quite a while now. And that inspired me to start one in person with my cousins. And it's actually a really cool group because I initially texted my first cousin on my mom's side and then my first cousin's wife on my dad's side. And they knew of each other from both being like my cousins, but didn't have like a personal relationship. And then, so it started like that. And then we extended. So then I had like my other first cousin on my mom's side. And then again, it extended from my dad's side, like my other cousin's girlfriend. And then they had like their like cousin-in-law type people. So it's all within the family. It's weird, like, how, like, the web kind of, like, you know, expanded. But we're 8 girls. I would say I'm, like, at the core of it because it's, like, my mom's side and then my dad's side. But they've all become... They've all, like, intertwined, you know, and now, like, they all have their own friendships as well. So it is cool to, you know, bring those two sides together. And again, it's 8 of us now that are all kind of somewhat intertangled, intertwined cousins and relatives in some way, whether it's through marriage or through blood. And we started that a little over a year ago. February of 2023 was our first book club. So it is possible to do virtual, it is possible to do in person. It just depends on what your lifestyle, what your dynamic is like. Do you have, you know, cousins or friends in person who would do this with you? Do you have, like, more of a social media career where you have a lot of friends, you know, through Instagram or TikTok, whatever, and you guys text, but you live long distance, so you got to do something virtually. So either way, you can do it. My biggest point, like, tip, like, the biggest thing you have to do is make sure that you pick reliable people, because you have to be picking, you know, a date every single month to get together, and every single person has to finish the book in time for, you know, for that date. So if you know someone's, like, really flaky, really unreliable, doesn't enjoy reading, I would not even include them. We've kept it really small. Like I said, it's the 8 of us, simply because it's just easier. Of course, we all have tons of friends and we've had friends say, I want to join, whatever. But it's like, if you know that friend would not, like, pull their weight, then I just would not. It's nothing personal. It's just, like, keep it to the people who you think would be really committed to the book club. Otherwise, it's going to cause stress and it's just unnecessary. This is, again, meant to be something really fun that brings positivity and peace into your life, not something that feels like a chore and chasing people around. And you also really don't want to feel like anyone is at the head of the book club. For, like, how I said, for me, like, okay, maybe I'm at the core of it and maybe I technically started it because I'm the one who brought the two sides together. But I made it, like, clear from that first chat, like, this is not my book club. This is, like, a group thing. If everyone wants to do this, it has to be, like, equal. Like, I'm not, like, setting up tons of rules and, like, having everybody do things my way. It's like, this is a group thing. It may have been my idea, but you don't want to feel like this is a workload for you or a huge responsibility for you. You just want to be someone who enjoys reading and gets to do it with their friends. So that should be really the extent of, like, the seriousness of it. You also have to keep in mind that not everyone enjoys the same types of books. So you're gonna be reading books that you probably would not have read on your own outside of it. I would say that is the one thing that has been my biggest struggle, but I definitely do my best to, like, try to enjoy every single book, like, try to find, like, the good in every single book. There was only one book that I ever really struggled to get through that I just, like, it was hard and I don't even think I ended up finishing it. I got to, like, the last few chapters and then I just Googled the ending because I was like, this book is rancid. But other than that, every other book, even if it wasn't my genre or style, because, like, I'm not really into thriller, like, things like that, I still read them because you have to. You're participating in a group thing and you would want everyone to read your book, you know? So you have to be open-minded to the fact that you're gonna read some things that may not be your style, that maybe you don't enjoy, but that's kind of the point. You're opening your mind, you're having these discussions, and you're learning new things. And speaking of learning, I also think that just reading more, like, in general, book club or not, it really broadens your vocabulary. Like, you feel smarter from reading because you're reading bigger words, you're learning these words, now you're getting to implement them in your conversations, and it just really broadens your vocabulary and makes you feel a lot more educated and wise having conversations. Like, I don't know, I feel like reading makes me more intelligent, so at the very least, I think that's, like, a pretty big perk of just reading in general. It makes you, like, feel smarter and better. Now, how it all works, how the book club stays organized, is that one person is the host each month. So that person picks the book that we're going to read. And then once we have the date set, that person hosts the meeting at their house for that month. So then they'll plan like a theme. They'll put together like a menu. We're all cooking or picking up food for those who don't cook. Like, we're all contributing and bringing food. And sometimes for the most part, we just decide what we want to make anyway. Like, we all might make the menu, but sometimes it's a very specific theme. For example, our last book, what we just read in May, was called The Fury. The author is the author of The Silent Patient. So I think his name is Alex Michaelides. And it was, it took place on like a Greek island. So we were doing specifically Greek food. So that menu was like very easy. We had like the Greek salad, the grape leaves, baklava, all different things. Some things that I couldn't even pronounce. Oh, we had some potatoes, tzatziki. I made a shrimp ceviche. I don't know, that's not necessarily like Greek, but they wanted something with shrimp, and I don't know, I guess it goes. Ceviche is always what you could find on an island, so I made that. I actually have the recipe on my TikTok, on my Instagram, and so yeah, we all contribute food-wise. Of course, everyone could bring whatever they want to drink as well. For us, my book club name is Read Between the Wines, and everyone is like a wine drinker, basically, except for me. I rarely ever have a drink at book club unless I'm the one hosting. So I really don't bring anything alcohol wise, nor do I indulge, but they typically bring wine. But I know that the host that we had for that book, you know, for just the other day for the Greek one, did some sort of like Greek sort of cocktail. It was like lemon and something. So everybody was enjoying that. So as you can see, everything tries to stay on theme for the book. That's kind of like the point. So she set everything up to look like Greece. You know, it was all like the lemons and like the blue, just like really pretty Santorini, Mykonos, Greek islands kind of like setup vibe.
Let's talk about something every girl wants: healthy, glowing skin that looks and feels good. And that's where Dionys Goat Milk Skincare comes in. I was introduced to Dionys earlier this year when I visited their farm, and I got to test out all kinds of products, from hand creams to body lotion, skincare, and their new lip masks, just to name a few. After I went to the farm, I learned that goat milk is loaded with vitamins and nutrients, which is so nourishing for your skin, and I also learned that we share the same pH as goats, which is why Dionys' products moisturize so well and never leave a greasy feel. I've been using and loving the goat butter lip mask, the vanilla bean being my favorite, and honestly, it's been a game changer. Everyone's always asking what I use on my lips, and there's truly nothing like it. It gives you the softest, most hydrated lips ever, and it actually lasts, unlike every other lip balm and mask I've tried before that I constantly have to reapply. But what I especially love about Dionys is that it's clean, cruelty-free, and designed to be simple. Plus, it's women-founded and women-led, and if there's one thing I've made clear on For the Girls, it's that we support the girls. These women know their stuff, and I love everything they do. So if you want to give your skin a little extra love today, check out Dionys Goat Milk Skincare. You can find them at DionysGMSkincare.com. That's DionysGMSkincare.com. Use code FTG20 to save 20% off site-wide. Again, that's code FTG20 to save 20% off. I recently just talked on the show about wanting to try some gummies, and guess what I found? Organic, farm-grown, never lab-made, ultra-premium CBD gummies from Secret Nature. I have a Bliss gummy during the daytime for a clean, simple boost when I need clear focus, and a Snoozers gummy when it's time to wind down and actually end the day. The philosophy is simple. Great ingredients, real botanicals, nothing extra. It feels clean and intentional, and it fits right into my schedule. You've got to see for yourself. Grab 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code FORTHEGIRLS. That's secretnature.com, code FORTHEGIRLS. Calling all the girls who love a spicy romance novel, it is time to binge read the Second Son series from bestselling author Emily Rath. I just read the second book of the trilogy, His Grace the Duke, and this one is complete with not one, but three very different suitors. Each one will try anything, risk anything, and be anything our leading lady needs. But as for her, she can't help but wonder, why choose? I wasn't just reading, I was blushing, laughing, and fanning myself quite a lot. It's smart, sexy, and gives you all the emotional payoff with none of the outdated tropes. I am telling you, girls, this ultra steamy book is not your mother's Regency romance. If you love the humor and heart of Jane Austen and the sexy vibes of Bridgerton, this series is definitely for you. Re-releasing with a gorgeous new cover and sprayed edges, His Grace the Duke is available wherever books are sold starting October 28th. You girls know I'm always sharing my latest book recommendations, and I have to tell you about the book I just finished, Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher. You wouldn't think a romance starring a demon hero could feel cozy, but it could. This is a light, paranormal romance with a grumpy sunshine dynamic, one of the biggest fan favorite reader tropes, and I mean it quite literally. She's an angel named Sunshine, and he's a demon with a forgotten past. It's forbidden love, found family, and pure popcorn reading fun. Think fantasy, but rom-com. I was laughing out loud and totally swooning by the end. This one is perfect for spooky season, but without the dark vibes. Just humor, heart, and heat, because of course us girls love a little bit of spice. This was one of those books where I picked it up one night planning to read just a few chapters, but then ended up staying up until 2 a.m. because I could not stop. So Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher is on sale now wherever books are sold, and you've got to make sure to grab the gorgeous deluxe edition before it's gone.
Oh, and then also the host comes up with the discussion questions for the night as well, which is the most important part. So a book club is not as simple as just like going and everyone just freestyle, open discussion, talks about the book. We do have that like side chat as well, because sometimes things just come to us where it's like, wait, we need to talk about this or we need to talk about that. So we always like have that kind of open discussion, but the primary focus is going through a list of about 10 or so discussion questions every time. Either the host will completely come up with them themselves if it's like, okay, this part right here is something I want to ask about, like, you know, you make notes throughout the book and then like you come up with some discussion questions. But a lot of the time, to be honest with you guys, there's discussion questions already out there, especially if it's a popular book. The Fury just came out this year in January, so I don't know if she found them online, but oftentimes, especially when it's like a Colleen Hoover book, like something really viral, really popular, been out for a long time, The Silent Patient, for example, you could literally just Google the title of the book and then search like discussion questions, and you will find tons of book club discussion questions, which makes your life a lot easier as the host. And also oftentimes the author puts book club discussion questions in the back of the book. I personally am not really a physical book reader, so I do not get the privilege of getting the author's questions in the back of the book. I am a big Audible listener. I do read a physical copy from time to time. First of all, sometimes the book doesn't have the Audible option. Second of all, sometimes I already have the book. There's been tons of books that I've bought when they came out and I just never got around to reading them, or even people have gifted me books. So if I have the book already, I will read it. But I personally just find that listening makes it easier for me. A lot of people will argue that it's not the same. I will completely disagree. I think it's entirely the same. I love hearing it. It actually like it just gets into my imagination even more. But I never feel like I'm like rushing to sit down and read. I do feel like I'm able to listen when I'm in the car. I'm able to listen when I'm in the shower. I'm able to listen when I'm cooking, eating dinner. Like the more that I could be indulging in the book without like compromising, like, and I could do other things at the same time, the better, in my opinion. I would rather listen to the book than put on the TV, honestly. If you are an audiobook type listener, there's a few options. One, there is the Audible app. I think Amazon owns the Audible app. And how that works is you pay every month, like say $14 a month, which essentially gives you one book a month. Sometimes they give you extra credits and then you could buy like extra, get extra books with that. But for the most part, you're just like straight up paying $14 a month, getting one book a month. Sometimes you're able to get two or three books if they give you extra credits. That's how I originally started listening. But I ended up canceling that. And then what I tried after that was the Books app on the iPhone. It's just like the general Books app that just automatically comes with the iPhone. You can buy books on there. So you're not paying monthly for it, but you are paying per book that you get. The difference between that and the Audible app is like the Audible app is essentially almost like every book just costs the same price because you just pay 14 something dollars a month and then you just get that book credit. And that's it. You don't get charged more or less, whatever. But with the Books app, if a book is more or less popular, the price changes. So like a couple of the books that I did buy to listen to through the Books app, I think was like $11.99, $12.99. Some were, you know, $15.99. Like it all just varies. So the books are all different prices and you're not getting credits. You could buy as many books as you want on a monthly basis. But then I stopped using that app as well because actually Spotify Premium started coming out with audiobooks that you can download if you have Spotify Premium. So if you have Spotify where you listen to the commercials, like you don't pay for Spotify, I don't know how it works. So you'd have to look into it. Maybe you could pay for the audiobooks. I'm not 100% sure. But I have Spotify Premium, so I pay every month for Spotify. But I always have before the audiobooks came out. It's just like I prefer to listen with no commercials. So I have that Spotify. With this, now I'm able to download a certain amount of listening hours per month. So it's really cool because you're not paying extra for the books. So now I'm like, wait, I just completely got out of paying to listen to audiobooks altogether because I'm getting a certain amount of listening hours. I forget how many hours it is, but I'm getting that included with Spotify Premium that I literally already pay for. So it's kind of like a win-win situation, win-win scenario there. And I, again, I don't remember how many hours you get to listen to audiobooks per month, but I listen to essentially two books a month and I have not run out of listening hours. So also just putting this out there too, if you are like, okay, I want to do this in person with my friends, but I have a really small apartment or I don't really have a proper hosting space. When it's your turn, you can decide to have your meeting out somewhere, you know, out to dinner instead of having everybody cook or everybody pick up food and bring food to your place. We have met out twice now, two different people, whether they were like in the middle of a move or just like lived really far, whatever the case was, decided like they didn't want to host at their place. So we went out to dinner those two times and you have just as much fun. You're still eating, drinking, discussing. You still bring your discussion questions. But instead of having it out in a house, you have it out. So just putting that out there for anyone who's in that sort of predicament. And also make sure you print out the discussion questions. Now, I just have a standard regular printer. So when it's my turn, I just put it on typical printer paper. But when we had our book club this week, like the Greek one, she printed it out so cute on like stock paper. So they were like nice and thick and it wasn't like huge papers. They were like small, almost more like card size. I don't know, smaller than a standard piece of printer paper. And it just looked like so legit. I was like, wait, now I have to step up my printing game. But either way, no matter how you do it, just make sure that you have everything printed out because you want everyone to hold, you know, the paper and have it. You want it to feel very like legit and real, not some like bootleg book club. And we also just finally decided to actually make an Instagram account of our book club and share everything, share the behind the scenes, share an inside look of how we do everything, share recipes from like the food that we make and whatnot, and just show you girls how we run our book club and also open it up for you girls to read the same books alongside us. So we are officially like starting it full, you know, speed ahead for June. And our June book is Every Summer After by Carly Fortune. Now, if you have already read this book, I would love for you girls to send us your thoughts, send some good discussion questions, anything that like you think that we should incorporate in our book club, you know, for June. But if you have not read it yet, then I would love it if you girls bought the book, downloaded the book, however you prefer to read, and just read alongside us for the month of June. And then at the end of June, that'll be the first time that we really share like the full inside scoop of our book club. So we'll have photos up, reels up, all the behind the scenes on our stories, sharing our ratings, our reviews, and just keep you girls in the loop. And if you don't like have a circumstance where like you are gonna have, you know, a book club with your own friends in person and whatnot, then you could at least feel kind of like you're a part of ours because you're reading alongside us. We're engaging back heavily on the Instagram, talking with everybody, and making you feel welcomed with us. It will be my turn again to host in July. So, and I already know what my book will be in July. It is Mistakes We Never Made by Hannah Brown. It just came out this month in May. And if you have not read that book yet, but you want to read it, hold off, okay? Read it with us in July. I don't know if you guys even know that Hannah Brown, she was The Bachelorette, came out with a romance book. I think it's considered a rom-com book. I know she previously put out like a memoir, that kind of style about her life, but this is not that. She legit full-blown wrote a rom-com book. I heard it's really good. I'm so excited to read it. So save that book for July and read it with us because that's going to be my pick. I'm going to be hosting for that one and I'm really excited. Of course, just straight up Read Between the Wines was taken as an at on Instagram already. So you can find us at Read Between the Wines NYC because we are based in New York. And yeah, I just plan on sharing a lot more content about the book club and just in regards to it and opening it up to you girls to make you feel a little bit more included in a community because we're just a regular like group of girls that we love sharing. We're all from New York. We're all Italian. We love talking. Like we just love, and we love reading, you know? So reading, talking, sharing, posting, incorporating all this into our lives. Like, we really wanted to open it up to everyone. And we felt like it was about time because we got this thing down pat now. Not that we ever really struggled with it, but now that we've been doing it for over a year, we're like, all right, we're like book club professionals at this point. But the truth is that it is very straightforward. Like, we never really had any struggles. The worst thing that's ever happened was like having to change a date, actually. That's not the worst thing that's ever happened. I will tell you the worst thing that's ever happened. When I hosted my book club in November of 2023, it was our last one for 2023 because we skipped December, with the holidays and we were away. My cousins and I, we went to Italy for Christmas. So we did skip December. We read a Christmas book in November. So it was, of course, my turn. Christmas, romance, you guys know my vibe. And I like cooked all this food. I made all this stuff. I had a super cute Christmas theme. I had my apartment all decked out, making it feel like a little winter wonderland. Literally just cooked the whole day. Started cooking from the freaking day before. I spent so much money on everything. And then as we're literally just about to get started, like we're not even done with the book club. We are just sitting down, just starting to chit chat and pick and just about to start the discussion questions. My cousin brought a sourdough bread. So I'm like, okay, let me go, cut the bread so I could bring it to the table. So I'm using a big, big bread knife, not a standard knife. If you don't know what a bread knife looks like, Google it. Bread knife, big bread knife. Okay. I'm at the kitchen counter doing it and I'm cutting it, but I'm also like kind of like looking back over my shoulder because I'm talking to the girls at the table and I'm just like, being very nonchalant, and the knife slips out of my hand. It literally goes straight up, like completely straight. I don't even know how to explain it other than just imagine the knife legit straight upwards, not on the side, not flopping around, just completely straight. It falls down straight, and as it falls down straight, it slices my leg along the way. My leg is legit sliced open. I have a crazy scar now. Well, the scar is actually a lot smaller than I thought it would be, but needless to say, like, I now have a scar on the very front of my leg, on my shin. I'm very lucky that it did not hit that it didn't cut too deep or hit a fucking vein and kill me, because it literally looked, I can't even explain it because this would need a trigger warning. I should have gone to the hospital. I should have gotten stitches that night, gushing blood. But I was like, you cannot pay me. It was like 9 o'clock at night. I'm like, you cannot pay me to cancel this book club right now. I just paid all this money and spent all this time doing all this, getting this all together. We are just getting started. I'm like, everyone sit down and shut up. Everyone's freaking out, running around like, oh my God, what do we do? So my cousin called her friend who's a nurse that works in the hospital. And she was like, what do we need? Like, what should we do? Because like, she clearly needs stitches. Like, this is really bad. And she does not want to get stitches. And so the girl was like, if she doesn't want to go get stitches, if she does not want to go to the hospital right now, then you guys have to get Steri strips and like stitch her up at home, like with like the sticker stitches, however it works. And so, yeah, that is what I had to, like, this was, of course, this is my luck and when I'm hosting. But yeah, my leg got completely annihilated and I never got stitches. I just stitched myself up. Everyone like that saw pictures and whatnot was like, how the fuck are you laughing in these pictures and so calm? Because everyone was freaking out, legit wanting to take me to the hospital. And I'm like, it's not happening. There's no way. So that is the worst thing that happened at book club. But aside from that, we've never had any like organizational issues and there should be no reason to. It is that simple. If it's ever your turn and you don't know like exactly what book that you want to pick, then do a vote. You know, if you're torn between 2-3 books and you're like, oh, I just don't know which one I want to commit to, then just have everybody vote. Sometimes we don't know 100% what book we want to read and we have people vote. But other times we know for sure. Like I knew when Hannah Brown was coming out with a book that I was like, all right, when it's back to my turn, this is the book that I want to read. So if you don't know 100%, do a vote, let everybody choose. And if you do know, then that's just the way the cookie crumbles. Tell these girls, this is what we're reading for the month. But yeah, that's it. I'm very excited to have you girls read along with us. I'm excited for you girls to be on the Read Between the Wines journey with us. And yeah, I will be sharing a lot more about it. But that's it. Just wanted to put out a quick little episode sharing the deets and sharing my love for reading with you all. And I hope that you can all relate. And I hope that you all find some peace in reading the way that I have. So thank you girls so much for listening. Until next time, girls. I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com.